This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. launched a series of strikes in two locations. VOA's Jeff Selden tells us more.
U.S. long-range bombers dropped more than 125 precision-guided munitions on 85 targets linked to Iranian-backed militias in Syria and Iraq. And it's just the start.
These responses began tonight. They're not going to end tonight.
White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby speaking with reporters late Friday.
There will be additional responses. There will be additional action that we will take, all designed to put an end to these attacks and to take away capability by the IRGC.
The U.S. strikes are the first since Iranian-backed militias killed three U.S. soldiers in a drone attack on an American logistics base in Jordan. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
As VOA's Patsy Wadaka-Suara explains, although the strikes occurred less than 3 hours after the dignified transfer of three U.S. Army reservists killed in a drone strike Sunday in Jordan, officials say the timing was merely coincidence.
The timing of the U.S. strikes was determined mostly by weather, National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told VOA during a phone briefing Friday.
It had no connection, none whatsoever, with the timing of the dignified transfer today at Dover Air Force Base.
The dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base, Delaware, was attended by the grieving families, military officials, including Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, and lawmakers from the state of Georgia, where all three slain soldiers were from. Sergeant William Jerome Rivers, Sergeant Kennedy Layden Sanders, and Sergeant Brianna Alexandria Moffett. Patsy Wadaka-Suara, VOA News.
Britain's top diplomat said Thursday that his country could officially recognize a Palestinian state after a ceasefire in Gaza without waiting for the outcome of what could be a years-long talks between Israel and the Palestinians. This is VOA News. The UN's top court says it does have jurisdiction to rule on a request by Ukraine for a declaration that Kyiv is not responsible for genocide. Details from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Joan Donoghue, president of the ICJ, says Russia hadn't produced any evidence regarding Ukraine's alleged abuse of process. The ruling comes in a case filed by Ukraine alleging that Moscow used trumped-up claims of genocide to justify its invasion nearly 2 years ago. The ICJ, however, said it didn't have jurisdiction in two other aspects of Ukraine's case, claims that Russia's invasion violated the 1948 Genocide Convention and that Moscow's recognition of two breakaway republics in eastern Ukraine also amounted to a breach of the convention. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Leaders of 27 European Union countries have sealed a deal to provide Ukraine with 50 billion euros and support for its war-ravaged economy after Hungary dropped weeks of threats to veto the measure. The European Council President Charles Michel said Thursday that the agreement locks in long-term funding for Ukraine and shows the EU's determination to support the country's future. The aid package consists of about two-thirds loans, one-third grants. Apart from supporting the economy and paying for rebuilding, it's also aiming at setting Ukraine up for future EU membership. The EU had a separate plan for funding arms and ammunition. A fire caused by a gas explosion late Thursday evening in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, killed at least three people and injured more than 280. VOA's Mariama Diallo tells us more.
Government spokesperson Isaac Maura said on the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, that the explosion happened at the Mradi area in Nairobi's Embakasi neighborhood. One truck that was loaded with gas exploded, igniting a huge ball of fire that spread widely. He said the inferno damaged several vehicles and commercial properties. Neighborhood houses also caught fire, with a number of residents inside, given it was late at night. The scene has been secured and a command center is now in place to help coordinate rescue operations and other intervention efforts, he said. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Protesters who trekked in a vehicle convoy to Texas this week, including some flying pro-Donald Trump banners alongside American and Texas flags, are expected to rally against the illegal immigration near the U.S.-Mexico border this Saturday. Dozens of cars gathered outside a Christian church's ranch in the remote town on Friday night, some adorned with Trump paraphernalia and other conservative messages. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.